Title: Tape Dust Deep Dive, Impact Swing in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a proper Tape Dust Deep Dive in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is super specific. Impact Swing. Not just put swing on the hats. I mean that old school jungle and early DNB feeling where the groove kind of lurches forward and leans back, but it still rolls, like it's been sampled, printed, pushed through a slightly abused tape stage, then rechopped by someone with attitude. We're going to build this with a resampling workflow. Print the drums to audio, degrade them like they've been copied a couple times, slice them back into a drum rack, and then retime them so the impacts feel alive. The big concept is this: swing is micro timing plus transient behavior. If you only shuffle the timing, it won't fully sound like jungle. If you only saturate, it won't fully feel like swing. We want both. By the end, you'll have a two-layer system. A clean layer for modern punch and a tape dust layer for movement, grit, and that sampler room swagger. Then we'll print a second generation for even more authenticity. Let's set up. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 165 BPM. That's a sweet spot for a lot of classic feeling jungle and rolling DNB. Create a group called Drums, and inside it make two tracks. First track is Drums Clean. Second track is Drums Tape. Drums Clean is your reference and your punch. Drums Tape is where we're going to do the resample and destroy thing. Now choose a source. You can start from a classic break like Amen, Think, Hot Pants, whatever you like. Or you can start from a MIDI drum rack pattern. Either works. If you're using a break, set warp to beats, preserve transients, and make sure the transients are being detected cleanly. This matters a lot, because later when we slice to MIDI, your slice points depend on those transient markers. If it slices weird, don't blame the slice feature first. Go back and fix the transient definition. Step 1. Build the clean groove first. This is important. We don't degrade a weak groove, we degrade a strong groove. If you're using a break, duplicate it out to 4 or 8 bars, consolidate it so you've got a clean loop, and make sure it hits right. If you're using MIDI, program something classic. Snare on 2 and 4, kick on 1, and then a little ghost kick before 3 is a fast way to get that rolling push. Hats can run 8ths or 16ths, but don't make them all the same velocity. Old school vibe lives in small dynamics. Quick win: set your hat velocities around 40 to 70 with occasional accents up around 85. Not every bar, just enough to imply a human or a sampler being triggered with slightly different energy. Before we move on, listen. This is your anchor reference. If your clean drums already feel like they're kind of dragging or sloppy, fix that now. Jungle is chaotic, but it's not accidentally chaotic. It's controlled chaos. Step 2. Create the tape dust print with resampling. We're going to record your clean drums into audio so we can treat them like a sampled break. Create a new audio track called Print Tape. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Record 8 bars of your clean drums. When you're done, crop the sample. Consolidate it into a neat 8-bar file, and name it something like Break Print Clean 165 BPM. The naming sounds boring, but it saves you later when you've got multiple generations printed. Teacher note: this printing step is not just for convenience. It changes how you think. Once it's audio, you stop treating it like separate pristine drum hits and you start treating it like a piece of material. That mindset is a big part of classic jungle workflow. Step 3. Build the tape dust degradation chain using stock Ableton devices. Now take that printed clip and we're going to run it through a tape-ish chain. The point here isn't to make it distorted for the sake of distortion. The point is to slightly smear transients, add generation loss, and introduce tiny tonal instability, so the impacts feel different. Here's a solid chain order. First, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere around +3 to +7 dB. Then bring the output down so it's level matched. Do not skip level matching. If it gets louder, you'll think it sounds better even if you just made it worse. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20. Boom optional. Keep it low if you already have a big kick. Now the key parameter for this lesson. Transients. Pull it down, like -5 to -20. This is one of the reasons the impacts start to feel tape-ish. The drum still hits, but the edge is softened, like it's been printed. Next, redux. Be subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Keep bit reduction relatively high, like 10 to 16, unless you want a really crunchy artifact. And use dry slash wet around 5 to 20%. We're not trying to turn it into a video game. We're trying to hint at old sampler resolution and resample grit. Next, auto filter. Put it on a low pass, 24 dB slope. Set the frequency somewhere like 9 to 14 kHz. Start at around 12. A little resonance, maybe 0.2 to 0.6. Then add a subtle LFO. Amount around 3 to 8%, rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. This is like tiny tonal drift, that the machine isn't perfect vibe. Next, vinyl distortion. Yes, it's still useful. Tracing model 2. Pinch around 0.5 to 2. Drive 0.5 to 3. Crackle. Keep it tasteful, like 0.5 to 2.5. Wear around 0.5 to 2. The goal is dust texture. If you constantly notice crackle, it's too loud. Dust should be felt like air in the room, not like someone pouring sand on your drums. Finally, utility. Use it to match gain and keep width reasonable. Don't over-widen breaks. Width around 80 to 100 is usually enough. At this point, your printed drums should sound slightly blurred, a bit gritty, maybe a little darker. Still grooving, but less pristine. Step 4. The impact swing move. Reslice and regroove the degraded print. This is the main event. Duplicate your printed clip first so you always have a backup. Seriously, commit, but keep a safety copy. Now right-click the tape clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack where each transient is mapped to a pad, and a MIDI clip that plays your breakback as slices. This is where the jungle magic starts. Once it slices, you can retime the feeling without time-stretching artifacts in the same way. It becomes sample-based timing. Now open the groove pool. Try something like MPC 16 swing, 57 to 63. Apply it to the MIDI clip. Set timing around 40 to 70. Velocity 5 to 20. Random 2 to 10 and keep random tiny. You want human sampler wobble, not a drunk drummer falling downstairs. But here's the key. Templates are the macro swing. Impact swing is micro swing. We're going to manually nudge a few hits by milliseconds. Open the MIDI clip that triggers the slices. Pick your anchors and your drifters. Anchors are usually the main snare on 2 and 4 and maybe one key kick, like the downbeat kick. Keep the main snare within about plus or minus 5 milliseconds. That's your spine. Now start making drifters move around the spine. Take a couple kicks, not all of them, and nudge them earlier, around minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. When you push a kick early, try bumping its velocity a little, like plus 5 to plus 15. Early and louder reads as urgency, like the groove is leaning forward on purpose. Then take ghost snares or little percussion hits and nudge them later, around plus 8 to plus 18 milliseconds. But here's a coaching tip. If you nudge something late and it's loud, it can sound like a mistake. If you nudge it late and it's a bit quieter, it reads as feel. So pair late timing with slightly lower velocity. And now our really jungle-specific trick, negative space swing. Try deleting one hat or ghost hit right before a snare. Then pull the next hat slightly late. Your ear perceives that absence and the delayed follow-up is a lean back. You get swing without stuffing the grid with extra notes. One more advanced detail. Sampler start matters more than you think. Old samplers often chop slightly late, or they clip to transient. In your slice drum rack, open simpler for a few slices, and on selected hits like hats or ghosts, trim the start point a tiny bit into the transient. Not a lot, just a touch. It softens the impact and makes it feel like it came from a real chopped recording, not a perfect digital cut. Also, watch your warp markers. If the slices feel inconsistent, go back to the audio clip's transient markers, adjust, and slice again. Clean slicing gives you clean control. Step 5. Blend clean and tape layers in parallel. Now we've got a clean punch reference and a dusty swing layer. Let's blend them. Route the slice tape rack audio back into your drum group as drums tape, and keep drums clean as your main punch. Start with the tape layer quiet, like minus 12 to minus 18 dB below the clean. Bring it up until you miss it when it's muted, but it's not dominating when it's on. On the tape layer, add EQ8, high pass around 30 to 60 Hz to avoid low-end mud. Let the clean kick or your sub own that range. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's fizzy, do a gentle shelf down above 10 kHz, maybe 1 to 4 dB. Goal check. Clean layer equals punch. Tape layer equals movement, dirt, and impact swing. If the overall groove loses punch, lower the tape layer or reduce transient softening in drum bus. Now do a quick phase and punch sanity check. Put utility on the tape layer and invert phase left and right, just temporarily. If the punch changes a lot, the layers are overlapping in a way that's partially canceling. Fix it with EQ separation or slightly different slice start offsets. Then turn phase back normal. This is just a diagnostic move. Step 6. Resample again. Second generation print. This is where it gets really authentic. Old jungle often feels like it's been copied multiple times. We can do that intentionally. Create a new audio track called Print GDN2. Set it to resampling. Record 8 bars of the combined drums, clean plus tape. Now you can use GDN2 as a section tool. For example, keep your main groove playing live from the layers. But for a drop or a fill section, switch to the GDN2 audio. GDN2 tends to glue together and feel like a real break, because it's now one piece of audio again. And once it's audio again, you can do classic break moves. Chop it, reverse tiny slices, gate it, stutter it for fills. Step 7. Arrangement ideas that scream jungle without overcomplicating. Try an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 4, clean plus a light tape layer. Bars 5 to 8, bring in more tape influence or switch to GDN2. Maybe increase your groove timing amount slightly, or add a couple more micro nudges. On bar 8, do a classic fill, a quick 1/16th stutter for one beat, or reverse a snare tail into the downbeat.